Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm just calling with a question about one of the testing sites.
Okay.
So I'm waiting at the cruise terminal, and there's a train blocking, so I'm just wondering, do you know, is that train scheduled to be there for a while? Is it going to go away?
Which location is this?
The Alabama Cruise Terminal.
Okay, 1 second. And what area is this?
Mobile.
Okay, that cruise terminal location isn't even coming up in our system as of the moment, but I have no access on that information about the train.
Okay, so then I guess my question is, if I'm supposed to get it here today, if this train issue becomes too long for me to wait, can I get it another day at a different location or here at a later date?
You can try and check back in. I'm not with any of these sites directly, so I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. But you can try and check back in or try another location if they can give you the vaccine quicker.
Okay, do you know how long after your first one, like, what's too long? Like, if today was my day, I was supposed to get it, my second one, what do I have 2 days from now that I can still go get my second one, or is there a time frame at all?
Okay, 1 second. There is a time frame. I'm going to look on the ADPH website and see what it tells me. Give me 1 second. Okay, it does depend on which vaccine you receive. It says the Pfizer. If you receive the Pfizer vaccine, you should get your second shot within 3 weeks or 21 days after your first. For the Moderna vaccine, you should get your second shot 4 weeks or 28 days after your first. Yeah,
okay,
it says in general,
later,
your second dose should always be at least 3 to 4 week interval. So.
If it's longer than six weeks, then it's a problem.
But you shouldn't wait no longer than 6 weeks.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.